For our discussion of the week's news, I'm joined by Charlie Pierce. Hello, Charlie.
I'm glad you cleared that up with that whole bit about the kitchen, because that was headed to a very strange place.
Oh, you knew I was not going to go anywhere. We didn't want it to go. You and I have talked about how much money the NCAA basketball tournament generates for the NCAA and, of course, for the schools involved. But a New York Times analysis suggests that more people watched meaningless bowl games this year than some March Madness matchups. What's going on?
Well, what's going on, basically, is football is a national pastime. Mm-hmm. I mean, football is the great outlier. It's to the point now where we almost shouldn't compare anything to football. And by the way, if this is the biggest sporting event of the year, is this, the basketball tournament that supplies the NCAA with something like 80% of its annual revenue, and more people are watching the bowl games, maybe we shouldn't refer to them as meaningless anymore.
Yeah, I think that's a good point. The numbers here are really quite extraordinary. Wisconsin's first two wins in the tournament captured 2.7 million and 3.5 million viewers, respectively. The Wisconsin football team beat Auburn in the Outback Bowl, and 6.4 million people watched that one. So I think you're right. Football is just putting everybody else in the dust.
And let's be fair, Wisconsin, you know, was in prime time on a weeknight.
Mm-hmm.
You know, the Outback Bowl is during the holiday season. The basketball tournament, while it's undeniably exploded as a national event, really isn't at the level of television tradition the way, like, end-of-the-year bowl games are.
And, of course, we also saw a crying Piccolo player, and that exploded, at least in cyberspace.
It's a weird world we live in, Bill. I mean, this is a terrific story. She wound up, obviously, all over the internet, and then she got invited to on Jimmy Fallon's show to play with Roots.
Yeah.
I mean, this is the most famous, you know, Piccolo player since Brian Piccolo died, I'd say.
I'd also say that this redefines or reestablishes the whole business about that 15 minutes of fame. Hey, enjoy it while you got it, right?
Yeah, you have 15 minutes of fame, but it lasts 20 years. it's like biblical time.
Charlie, the NFL instituted some rule changes this week, and I think the most significant of them gives two people looking out for concussions the opportunity to communicate directly with the officials and actually interrupt the game if they see somebody stumbling around the way Julian Edelman was during the Super Bowl. So, good rule?
It's a good rule. It's going to drive people insane. It's going to inflame the football case and macho crowd beyond all endurance. I'll be interested to see who these people are. Because it's going to be a fight between should we have neurologists or should we have, quote, football people. And if it's, quote, football people, then the system could collapse very quickly. If it's neurologists or independent observers, that makes this a much more interesting thing.
Well, and there's something else to consider in this. The so-called spotters, whoever they are, won't be employed by either team, but they will still be working for the league. What happens the first time the spotters see four or five likely concussions and the game lasts 7 hours because of all the delays to check out the guys who may have been concussed?
Well, you have to hope, and I certainly do not brim with hope in this regard, that the NFL would be willing to stand the gaff and say, look, this is the price you have to pay to keep all of your favorite football players relatively safe. I mean, at the very least, it comes out as a wash. You may make the people in the stands impatient, but then again, you can sell a lot more beer.
Spoken like a marketing expert. Nicely turned. Absolutely. In NBA news, the Golden State Warriors have clinched their first division title since 1976. Will that achievement have any bearing on how the Warriors fare once the postseason begins?
It's hard to say because the Western Conference is such a bear trap at this point. I mean, you've got three or four teams you can plausibly see winning the NBA title. They're a very well-balanced team. They're a very good basketball team. Their record isn't a fluke because, as I said, they compiled that record in a very, very tough conference. But I'm going to have to see how that first playoff series goes.
And finally, Charlie, I invite you to share with our listeners one of the most striking provisions I've ever heard about in a will. It's the will of longtime UNC men's basketball coach Dean Smith. You want to take it from there?
Yeah, this is truly in keeping with the spirit of what Dean Smith was about in terms of his players. In his will, and we've seen letters from the executor of the estate to this effect, he left every letterman who ever played for him while he was at North Carolina $200 for the purposes of taking themselves out to a nice dinner.
I love it.
Of course, there is a codicil in the will that says that none of that money can be used to buy even an appetizer, even a glass of water for anyone from Duke. No, I just made that part up.
You can find the sports writing of Charlie Pierce at Grantland, and of course, he joins me each week on Only a Game as well. Thank you, Charlie.
Thanks, Bill.